Lebanese people have been closely following the recent developments in the Iraqi parliament with deep shock, particularly its July debate on a proposal to abolish the legal marriage age. This move would allow minors to marry without any age restriction, effectively turning every young girl into a potential bride. The proposal ignited intense debate among human rights organizations, leading to the postponement of its review due to concerns about its potential humanitarian and legal consequences. However, the issue is that Lebanese citizens, while not closely following the law's progress, have still been indirectly affected by its consequences. The amendments made by Imam Khomeini to personal status laws, including highly controversial issues such as infantile marriage, have sparked considerable alarm. This concern is heightened by the presence of many of Khomeini's followers in Lebanon, and within the parliament itself. The loyalty to the resistance bloc, for instance, notably opposed both the legislation against violence towards women and the proposal to set 18 as the minimum legal age for marriage in Lebanon. Discussions about the marriage of minors provoke significant controversy, particularly because they address personal status laws. The situation is further complicated by the fact that some decision-makers and legislators in parliament adhere to religious rulings from authorities outside Lebanon. It is then unsurprising that fundamental issues, such as civil marriage, face obstacles in parliament when there is no consensus on core principles within Lebanon itself. This rising religious extremism is not confined to Islam. There are also alarming examples among Christians that underscore concerns about personal freedoms and beliefs in a country that was once renowned for its liberal values. We have seen campaigns targeting LGBTQ+ individuals over the past year, and unfortunately, platforms like TikTok offer a space for some ideologically rigid individuals to propagate their views. Certain influencers on TikTok, with thousands of followers, promote extremist ideas under the guise of biblical teachings. These include prohibiting girls from going to the beach where men are present, claiming that swimsuits incite men's desires, or labeling pornography and masturbation as crimes rather than just sins. Yes, these views are espoused by real individuals who reach and influence a wide audience, particularly young people and teenagers on TikTok, a platform that is specifically accessible to this demographic. Sexual freedom and freedom of thought and belief are sacred. However, religious extremism poses a threat to Lebanon's social fabric and the upbringing of future generations. It also fosters a frightening repression within society, which contributes to an increase in sexual crimes in older age. This situation is a direct result of rising extremism, which is unfortunately fueled by the ongoing economic crisis. In countries experiencing persistent crises, extremist ideas tend to proliferate in an unprecedented way, as many groups turn to religious fanaticism. While this is a global issue, it has unfortunately created in Lebanon an environment that intimidates open-minded MPs from expressing their views. At the same time, some artists who have left their careers for various reasons are now advocating unconventional ideas about Christian thought, such as declaring art to be forbidden, haram, or prohibiting commercial music. Extremism has become a reality, and combating it requires a level of courage that is unfortunately scarce in our society. This is a kind of resistance that must be prioritized in every discussion.